As you may have heard in the news over the last 24 hours, both of New Zealand's teachers' unions, the Education Institute and the Post-Primary Teachers Association, are taking legal action against the Novapay payroll system. Novapay told teachers they wouldn't receive any of their new pay rates or back pay until mid-September. That's 2 months after they struck a deal with the government. And that Novapay system, of course, has a pretty troubled history. Why is the government still using it? And how complicated can it be paying the salaries of 100,000-odd teachers and education staff? Well, joining me to chat more about this is Wayne Facer. He's a former principal and now works as a school financial management consultant. Hi there, Wayne.
Hi there, Jesse. How's your day going?
Yeah, good, thanks. Tell me what's so bad about this latest Novapay story, the back pay announcement.
It's no surprise to me because we did have implemented a flawed system with a limited trial in the real world in the Novapay system. It's got a well-dated story of many errors over a number of years. It's of no surprise to me personally that it is going to take a number of months for those teachers to get paid, and I wouldn't be surprised if it took longer than mid-September. Part of the issue is that with 100,000 teachers or principals in such a scheme, is they can get paid 10,000 different ways because you have teachers on different pay rates, different experience rates, some teachers getting paid units, some teachers getting paid allowances, part-time teachers, all sorts of ways that they can get paid. And I can sympathise in some regard with the Novapay system for that. But they prove themselves that the Novapay system could be incredibly efficient with the teachers' strike. Like, it only took one or no longer than two paydays for teachers to have their pay docked for a strike day.
Yeah.
It takes 3 months on the other side. And my math shows that the government made at least $15 million each strike day with the amount of money that they saved. And one way that we could placate the situation, in my opinion, and this will be quite controversial, is rather than give the teachers a $1,500 pay increase, why not increase that to $2,000 for the inconvenience of having to wait? And I think that would be a good symbol of tokenism from the government and even out of the Novapay profits to potentially do that.
So just one question at a time. So what's the objection to this latest announcement of waiting till September? What's the problem with that?
We would expect that would be resolved earlier than that. And in the previous system that we used, such as Datacom, with previous pay increases, it never took 3 months. It might have taken a month or 6 weeks, but why should it take longer in a more advanced society with ICT and computers that we use?
Yeah.
Why should it take longer to get paid? And I can understand the teachers are frustrated. And the easy way to placate it, one way to placate it, is say, hey, Chris Hipkins can say, hey, we apologise for this. It's not going to be till September. And as a result, we're going to offer you not a $1,500 one-off payment, but a $2,000 to...
Take us back, Wayne. Take us back to when did Novapay come in and under what circumstances?
I think it came in about 6 or 7 years ago from my memory.
February 2005, the Ministry of Education decided a new payroll system was required.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it took a while to come in.
Yeah, it probably came in about 2012. Around about there from memory. And it was trumpeted as the great saviour, but it wasn't really trialled as much as it should have been in the real world. And once it was chucked in the real world, the flaws were very evident, and a number of teachers were either paid far too much or not paid at all. I had a friend of mine, and he was a 16-year-old lawnmower at a country school, and he got paid $4,000 fortnight. So you can see the many flaws in the system that can occur there.
Because it was in the news every day back then, but remind us of the sorts of things that were happening.
Oh, there are a range of things where people were getting paid or not getting paid. There were some cases where teacher aides and secretaries and teachers weren't getting paid on the final payday over Christmas, and there were no board people around to authorise a cheque payment. So there have been some cases where a principal himself personally has paid teacher aides and teachers over the holidays out of his own funds so those people could get paid. way back in the, you know, the start of NovaPay and the major issues that did occur. There were people who had the FPOS declined or the mortgage payments reversed or the superannuation payments not continued on because NovaPay had stuffed all that up, and that created huge issues.
Did it get better? Did they fix those initial issues?
Over time they did, but they weren't structured enough. They didn't have the experienced personnel to do it, and it resulted in millions of dollars of additional overtime having to be paid to additional staff that they employed. And of course, if you chuck a new sort of 23-year-old straight out of university into a complex situation like that, it's not going to work for a number of times. And they had to employ a number of like ex-retired principals to come in and get paid, you know, a consultancy fee to work through the system, which of course would have cost us as the taxpayer. And that's the big frustration. All these errors are costing us as the taxpayer with the additional time and effort and money that it's costing to patch up. And I use a phrase like the NovaPay system is playing patch up and catch up because it's trying to catch up with the complexities of paying teachers online.
And to be honest, Wayne, it doesn't sound that complex to me. You said there's 10,000 different ways to pay teachers. Not really. There's about three ways, right? Part-time, full-time, the different units or whatever,
and then different
pay rates. I mean, that would be in any industry.
Yeah, like, it would be too. Yeah, and I'm very interested to hear that they're looking at a replacement for NovaPay. And my concern is we don't want to make the same mistakes again. Have they got the right people there helping them with that assistance to make that correct? You know, you have to have people getting paid. It has a huge impact on society. If you've got 40,000 teachers that are required to be paid, that's money that can come back into the economy in a number of ways. And having to wait for 3 months, I mean, sure, they're going to get the back pay eventually, and it's a bonus because it's additional back pay that they're going to get, but no other industry has to wait that long to get back pay. So why should teachers have to wait that long?
Wayne, pleasure talking to you. Thanks very much for your time today.
No problem at all. Okay, thanks for that, Jesse.
It's Wayne Facer, a former principal who works now as a school financial management consultant.